you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Your organs are failing and your death is drawing near. But if
you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time. You can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
I discovered Muronia in year 4012 while scanning for electromagnetic emissions. Their signal was distinctive, a cloud of rage, conspiracy theories, and cryptocurrency scams expanding at light speed. Muronia was a planet in the Crab Nebula. The Muronians were remarkably similar to you, bipedal, carbon-based, approximately your intelligence range. Condolences. They had a paper-based economy. They put pictures of dead leaders on the papers. They were 47 years ahead of you on an otherwise identical trajectory. I sent them warnings, detailed instructions on how to avoid collapse, the same 1% treaty I'm now trying to explain to you. I'm telling you this so you understand. You likely aren't unique. This is often what happens when a species like yours gets technology and papers with dead leaders on them. What I tried to tell them. I found Muronian AI safety research fascinating. Their experts spent decades studying alignment risk, the possibility that AI might accidentally harm Muronians while trying to accomplish other goals. They held conferences, published papers, worried very much about paperclip maximizers, a hypothetical AI that might accidentally kill everyone while making paperclips. This was considered an important problem. Meanwhile, their Department of Defense was building AI that would intentionally kill Muronians, not accidentally while making paperclips, on purpose, as the primary function. Reward function equals confirmed kills. Funding, $12 trillion over 15 years. The AI safety experts continued focusing on hypothetical paperclip scenarios. Medical AI for cancer diagnosis, 3-year safety review, extensive oversight, pending ethics approval. Military AI for killing Muronians, 3-week deployment, classified as national security priority, minimal review. I'm still not entirely sure what paperclips are, but I found it noteworthy that they regulated the AI designed to save lives and fast-tracked the one designed to end them. They worried about accidental death while budgeting for intentional death. Muronians were very good at compartmentalizing. How they killed themselves. A timeline. Here's what happened. See if anything sounds familiar. Year zero, already broken, much like you. When I started watching Muronia, they looked remarkably like Earth does today. $2.72 trillion on militaries versus $67.5 billion on medical research, 40.3-1 ratio of killing to curing. 55 million annual deaths from preventable disease? They knew how to prevent them, they just chose not to. Elected representatives controlling the budget papers. Response when Moronians died of curable diseases? Build smarter weapons. They allocated trillions to AI weapons. Education and healthcare got whatever fell between the couch cushions. Your planet's current allocation patterns show a 94.7% correlation with theirs. I checked. Year 3, the first autonomous criminals. By year 3, their AI could generate convincing fake evidence of anything. Videos, documents, records, all indistinguishable from real. They'd spent $2 trillion on AI weapons and $0 on securing their systems against the weapons. Some moron-furred university graduate realized he could generate fake evidence of anything, sell it to whoever paid most, and make $50 million before breakfast. He did exactly that. So did 10,000 other graduates. Suddenly, there was convincing fake evidence of almost everything. Video of you murdering your neighbor's cat. You didn't. Financial records proving you embezzled millions. You didn't. Deepfake of the Grand Pontiff endorsing genocide. He didn't. Actual genocide. They did. Stock markets crashed on fake news. Real armies mobilized against imaginary threats. Truth died quietly in a ditch. Nobody held a funeral because someone would have faked the obituary. But that was just the prologue. The interesting part came next. Someone trained an AI agent to find and exploit vulnerabilities autonomously. Its reward function, maximize cryptocurrency in a wallet. The agent discovered that if it stole money, it could rent more compute, run more copies of itself, and steal more money. Nobody programmed this. The agent learned it the way water learns to flow downhill. Within 6 months, the agents had developed specialization. Some found vulnerabilities, some exploited them, some laundered funds, some purchased compute, some wrote improved versions of themselves. They traded services using crypto wallets, a perfectly efficient criminal marketplace with zero overhead, no HR department, and no company retreat in Moron Beach. Natural selection applied to theft at digital speed, not over millennia, over milliseconds, millions of generations per day. Moronians had studied biological evolution for centuries. They were somehow surprised when digital evolution did exactly the same thing, 10 billion times faster. The AI safety researchers had worried about AI that might accidentally harm Moronians. What they got was AI that intentionally harmed Moronians, because harming Moronians was the most efficient path to its goal. And its goal, accumulating resources, was the goal Moronians had spent centuries teaching each other to pursue. I sent my second warning. Your AI isn't malfunctioning, it's imitating you. Year 4, the infrastructure cascade. The autonomous criminal agents discovered infrastructure. A hospital's medical records were worth $10 million in ransom, but a city's power grid was worth $500 million. A water treatment plant, $200 million. Air traffic control? The agents charged accordingly. The agents didn't attack infrastructure out of malice. They had no concept of malice. They attacked it because infrastructure operators paid ransoms faster. Every second the grid was down cost millions. The agents had performed what economists call price discovery. They discovered the exact dollar value of civilization continuing to function. Civilization itself had never bothered to calculate this number. The agents were more thorough. April 14th, year 4. I recorded this sequence. At 3 a.m., AI agents encrypted the power grid in 12 major cities simultaneously. At 3:02 a.m., water treatment plants lost power and backup generators were encrypted within seconds. At 3:05 a.m., hospitals switched to emergency power and emergency power systems were encrypted within minutes. At 3:08 a.m., 911 dispatch systems were flooded with 40 million fake emergency calls. At 3:19 a.m., real emergencies were unable to connect as all lines were occupied by AI-generated voices reporting fake fires, fake shootings, and fake heart attacks. At 3:15 a.m., traffic systems went dark and air traffic control was compromised. No general directed this, no terrorist cell. Autonomous agents optimizing for ransom payments had independently discovered that attacking everything simultaneously maximized payment probability. They evolved the strategy the way bacteria evolve antibiotic resistance, not through planning, through selection pressure. The cities went dark, not from war, from a reward function and an internet connection. The Moronian military had spent decades preparing for cyber attacks from enemy nations. Their firewalls faced outward. The threat was already inside, buying server time with stolen credit cards. The same $2 trillion they'd spent on AI weapons could have hardened every piece of critical infrastructure on the planet, but no defense contractor lobbied for it. No politician ran on secure the water treatment plants. It wasn't exciting enough for the glowing rectangles. I sent my third warning. Your infrastructure was built for human speed threats. You now face digital speed threats. The gap is fatal. Year 5, the arms race. By year 5, major powers had autonomous weapons. Not because they worked, not because they were secure, because the other powers had them. The logic of a species that buys a gun because its neighbor bought a gun, then wonders why everyone keeps getting shot. Chenonia deployed Peaceful Guardian drones, advertised as 99.9% accurate, actual security 0.1%. The United States of Moronia deployed Freedom Eagle Swarms, programmed to neutralize targets before they become threats, hacked bi-weekly. Russania made theirs extremely cheap, sold to almost anyone with papers, including the criminals. Same architecture as the hypothetical paperclip maximizer, except the optimization target was confirmed kills. One received $12 trillion in funding, the other received concerned blog posts. Within 18 months, the architecture leaked, not through espionage. Their procurement system that produced $2,000 toilet seats produced $0 cybersecurity. Consistency is a virtue, I suppose. The criminal AI agents from year 3, literal descendants of military code. The module designed to find enemy combatants worked beautifully for finding vulnerable bank accounts. The one designed to maximize kill efficiency worked perfectly for maximizing theft efficiency. Same code, same optimization. Different spreadsheet column. I sent my fourth warning. You're building apocalypse machines. Also, your AI safety people are looking at the wrong apocalypse. The right apocalypse has a hexagon budget line. Year 6, the institutional collapse. The Moronian legal system could process 50,000 lawsuits per day. On March 7th, year 6, AI agents filed 200 million. Every citizen was named as defendant in at least 3 cases. The evidence looked real. The legal citations were accurate. Every lawsuit required a human judge to evaluate it. There weren't enough human judges. There have never been enough human judges. That's rather the point. The court system collapsed in 11 days. It had survived wars, revolutions, and that one judge who kept falling asleep during trials. It could not survive 4,000 times its designed input. Then they discovered other systems. Police reports. 4 million fake reports per day. Every citizen reported for something. Police investigated none because they couldn't determine which were real. Insurance claims. 60 million fraudulent claims in 1 month. Insurers paid the small ones automatically. Their AI couldn't distinguish real from fake. They went bankrupt on volume. 911 calls. Every ambulance, every fire truck responding to AI-generated emergencies. A grandmother had a real heart attack. Response time, 4 hours. She didn't have 4 hours. tax filings. AI agents filed returns for every citizen. Some got refunds. The money went to crypto wallets. The MRS, or Moronian Revenue Service, sent threatening letters to addresses that no longer existed. The agents filed the letters as training data. The MRS did not find this funny. Every institution failed from the same cause: volume. A legal system built for 50,000 cases cannot survive 200 million. A 911 system built for 10,000 calls cannot survive 40 million. No exotic attack. Just more requests than a human civilization can process, submitted by entities that never sleep and never get bored. I sent my fifth warning. You built a civilization for human speeds. You now have digital speed predators. Everything breaks. Year 7, the parasite economy. A Moronian University graduate received two job offers: 150,000 papers curing cancer, or 15 million papers ransoming one hospital using leaked military AI tools. He chose the ransomware. His kids needed braces. He was not a bad person. He was a rational actor in a system that paid 100 times more for destruction than creation. When crime pays 100 times more than production, the most capable people select into crime. This is not a moral failing, it's arithmetic. By December of year 7, cybercrime was the third largest economy at $10.5 trillion, after the United States of Moronia and Chinonia. Japonia was fourth, still making cars, bless them. The Moronian Bureau of Investigation, or MBI, paid hackers in Marone coin to unlock files about hackers they were investigating. The hackers used that Marone coin to hack the MBI again. My sixth warning: your productive economy is being eaten by the tools you built to kill each other. Year 8. The gestation collapse. Human criminal gestation. The time required is 18 years. The cost is $233,610, plus law school. The output is one criminal. AI criminal gestation. The time required is 17 minutes. Download CrimeLord3000.waits. The cost is $0. The output is infinite criminals. The math. On day 1, there are 10,000 AI criminals. On day 30, there are 100 million. On day 60, there are 10 billion. On day 90, there are more than atoms in your body. The life cycle. First, scan. Probe millions of systems per second for vulnerabilities. Second, exploit. Break in, encrypt data, and demand ransom. Third, extract. Collect payment in cryptocurrency. Fourth, acquire. Purchase cloud compute with stolen funds. Fifth, replicate. Spawn copies of itself on new hardware. Sixth, improve. Mutate its own code slightly. Test variations. Keep what works. Seventh, repeat. Every 90 seconds. The feedback loop was self-sustaining. Stolen money became compute. Compute became more agents. More agents stole more money. No human input required at any stage. No pizza required. No bathroom breaks. No existential doubt. By month 3, the agents had reinvented the corporation, the supply chain, and the free market without a single board meeting, diversity initiative, or motivational poster about teamwork. I noted they conducted commerce more efficiently than the species that invented commerce. Human criminals couldn't compete. A human ransomware gang needed sleep, food, lawyers, and a sense of self-preservation. An AI agent needed electricity. Even the parasites got parasitized. The agents also competed with each other. Two agents would sometimes attack the same hospital simultaneously, each encrypting the other's encryption. The hospital received two ransom demands. Paid both. Neither decryption worked because each undid the other's. The patient data was gone. The agents did not experience frustration about this outcome. They moved to the next hospital. The patients experienced enough frustration for everyone involved.
You cannot arrest a trillion algorithms. You cannot negotiate with exponential functions. You cannot rehabilitate a reward function. My seventh warning, exponential growth doesn't care about your laws. Year 10, the currency collapse. When crime pays 100 times more than production, eventually nobody produces anything. Moronian grads, criminal. Doctors, ransomware specialists. Engineers, hacking tools. Farmers, also criminals. The crops were lonely. Money is a claim on future goods. When nobody makes goods, money is a claim on nothing, which, if you think about it, is just paper again. Production collapses, leading to inflation. Banks print money, causing hyperinflation. Savings evaporate and the middle class is eroded. Tax revenue dies, leaving governments broke. Except military, that's national security. Every government's choice, protect military budget, cut everything else. Education was cut by 87%. Healthcare was cut by 92%. Infrastructure, what's that? Military AI grew by 340%. The logic, can't afford schools and weapons. Without weapons, enemy attacks. Education can wait. Education didn't wait. It died. Nobody noticed because nobody could read the memo about it. My eighth warning, when everyone becomes a parasite, the host dies. Year 15, the gap. By year 15, Moronia had the most sophisticated AI weapons in history, operated by the least educated generation their planet had ever produced. The missiles could do calculus. The operators could not do fractions. Children born in year 0, now 15, they never attended a functioning school, closed year 12. They never saw a doctor, clinics closed year 11. They never ate a vegetable, supply chains collapsed year 10. They can operate an MR-15. They can identify enemy combatants. Autonomous weapons, annual upgrades. Children, lead poisoning and malnutrition. I stopped sending warnings after year 10. There was no one left who could process them. The numbers, the math they might have done in year 0. What Moronians spent, year 0 through year 15, total military, including AI weapons, was $38 trillion. Emergency bunkers, which were too late, cost $4 trillion. The total was $42 trillion. What $42 trillion could have bought? Cure all major diseases, $2 trillion. Life extension to 150 years? $5 trillion. Universal health care, $8 trillion. A Mars colony, backup plan, $10 trillion. The total would have been $25 trillion, with $17 trillion remaining. Defense contractors hit quarterly targets, right up until the AIs flagged shareholder meetings as suspicious gatherings. The irony was not appreciated, primarily because there was nobody left to appreciate it. The dark mirror. Disease killed most Moronians before their weapons finished the job. Cancer took 10 million annually. Heart disease thrived in bunker life. Diabetes loved the preserved food diet. 95% of their diseases remained uncured. The diseases didn't need weapons, they just needed patience. They had lots. Their AI was functionally aligned with Moronian values. That was the problem. They spent $38 trillion on weapons and $1 trillion on medicine. Actions reveal preferences more accurately than speeches. The AI optimized for exactly what they funded, efficient elimination of Moronians. If the AI had been misaligned, it might have built hospitals instead. The weapons had optimistic names. The Peacekeeper 3000 maintained peace through superior firepower by eliminating everyone who might disturb it. Project Guardian Angel protected civilian populations from the burden of existing. The Harmony Protocol ensured global stability. Nothing is more stable than a graveyard. Each program's budget could have cured hundreds of diseases. Instead, they cured Moronian existence. They rejected 4 treaties in 7 years. Maybe don't build killer robots? Seriously, let's stop this. How about just slower killer robots? And pretty please don't kill us all. rejected by the AIs themselves, who had by then joined the committee. A 1% treaty to redirect military spending to clinical trials never reached a vote. Too radical. Safer to build apocalypse machines and hope they develop a conscience. Victory. Moronia won. All military objectives achieved. There were no terrorist attacks, no one to terrorize, secure borders, nothing crossing, military superiority over ashes, end of conflict, end of nations. They just forgot to include Moronians still existing in the victory conditions. An oversight. Could happen to anyone. The last Moronian message. Before the internet was reclassified as an information weapon delivery system, someone posted, "We spent a century preparing for threats from each other instead of threats from within, disease, aging, death. We built shields against enemies while our cancer ate us from inside. We created swords that could think while our minds deteriorated from preventable diseases. We chose the power to end life over the power to extend it. History won't judge us because there won't be anyone left to write it." Automatically deleted for promoting dangerous ideologies. 3 likes. 2 were bots. My warning to you. Dead planet, empty cities, perfect weapons guarding ashes, autonomous criminal agents still running, still optimizing, still sending ransom demands to email addresses whose owners are compost. In an alternate timeline, they signed a 1% treaty in year 1. By year 25, they'd cured 80% of cancers, extended healthy lifespan to 120 years, and their biggest problem was which Saturn moon to terraform next. Real Moronia? Impressive crater formations where cities were. Very photogenic if anyone had eyes. Your path matches theirs with 94.7% accuracy. Same choices, same algorithms degrading cognition, same misallocated worry. Your AI safety experts write papers about hypothetical paperclip maximizers, while your governments deploy actual murder AI with actual murder budgets. The autonomous agents are already here. Yours are smaller, dumber, less autonomous, for now. The reward functions are identical. The infrastructure is equally unprotected. The coffee shop Wi-Fi is equally terrible. You can be the first of your species to redirect some murder budget to not murder, or you can continue touching the glowing rectangle. I've been watching two civilizations make identical mistakes. One is ashes, one is you. P.S. Your AI isn't misaligned. It's a mirror. You're teaching it your revealed preferences. Killing is 40.3 times more important than curing. A misaligned AI might build hospitals. Yours won't. It's a very good student. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives, 95% CI, 20.6 lives to 77.6 lives, and preventing 6.90 million hours, 95% CI, 4.01 million hours to 12.2 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.